The Coat, story by Sharon Holt, illustrated by Connor Brecken. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. A Conversation. Mark knew he shouldn't be listening under the window at old Mr. Crow's house, but he couldn't help it. The voices were so loud. Anyway, if he moved away now, he might be seen.
What old coat?
Asked a woman.
The grey one, with all the pockets,
said a man angrily. That was Mr. Crow. Then Mark heard the woman speak again.
Oh, that old thing,
she laughed.
I put it out for the garbage truck this morning. It should have been thrown away years ago.
That must be Mr. Crow's daughter, thought Mark. She's the only one who ever visits him. As he thought about his neighbour, Mark realised there was a different noise coming from the house. The old man was sobbing.
Why are you so upset?
Asked the woman.
It was just an old coat.
The sobbing grew louder. Mark couldn't move. Then he heard the old man speak again.
It wasn't just an old coat, he shouted. The pockets were full of treasure.
Mark's stomach lurched as he took in what Mr. Crow had said. He had to find the coat, fast. Chapter 2. The Garbage Truck. Mark had followed the garbage truck before. He looked at his watch. By now, it would be going up Hill Street. There was still time to catch it before it reached the dump. He ran behind the shed to get his bike.
Where are you going?
Called his mother as he cycled past the kitchen window.
Not far!
Shouted Mark. Mark could feel the sweat running down his back as he cycled up Hill Road. Each push of the pedal seemed to repeat Mr. Crow's words. The pockets full of treasure. The pockets full of treasure. Mark wondered what could be in the pockets. Hundreds of dollars at least, maybe even thousands. Or diamonds, emeralds and rubies. The thought of it kept him going. At last, Mark reached the top of the hill. He could see the garbage truck not far from the dump. He didn't think it would be hard to spot Mr. Crow's trash bag. Everyone else in the street used plastic ties. But Mr. Crow's bag was always tied up with string, just like the string the old man used to hold up his trousers. Mark started pedaling again. He was going down the hill this time, with his face into the wind. Mark stopped behind the truck as it turned off the road and into the dump. The driver unloaded the garbage and drove away. Mark cycled over to the pile of trash. Where was the bag tied with string? He couldn't see it anywhere. Oh, yuck. He felt something ooze under his shoe, but he kept going. Where was that bag? Chapter 3, A Decision. Suddenly, Mark saw a piece of string. That must be it, he thought. But how was he going to reach it through all the rubbish? The smell was starting to make him feel sick. Finally, he reached it. He untied the string and there was the coat at the top of the bag. Mark pulled it out, put it under his arm, and picked up his bike. At home, Mark's mother was working on the computer.
Hello.
She called, without looking up from her work.
Everything all right?
Yes, said Mark. Fine. He went to his bedroom and shut the door. Mark spread out the coat and emptied the pockets. There was an old fob watch, a faded photo of a young woman, a locket, bottle tops, and a shark's tooth. Mark checked through the pockets again. Where was the treasure? Mark looked up when his mother came into the room.
What's all this?
She asked. Mark looked away. Just some old stuff I found at the dump.
Oh, it looks like someone's treasure,
said his mother.
Maybe they threw it away by mistake.
Maybe, said Mark.
Anyway,
Mum said,
time for lunch.
Mark thought about Mr. Crow's treasure all afternoon. He wasn't sure what to do with it. Maybe he should take it back to the dump. The next morning, Mark found Mr. Crow in his garden. Suddenly, Mark knew what to do. Hello, said Mark. I found your coat. The old man looked surprised as he took his coat from Mark.
How? Where?
He asked. Then he looked at the faded photo.
You've made an old man very happy,
he said. Good, smiled Mark.